The following program is presented by ILAC Radio. For more, go to ilacradio.com. Welcome to today's episode of English at Work, where you'll learn English tips and customer service skills to help you succeed in life. On today's show, we'll learn why it's important in business to keep your promises. A promise is when you tell someone that you will definitely do something or that something will definitely happen in the future. Here's some important vocabulary that you'll hear on today's show. Reliable, someone or something that you can trust. Relationship, the way in which two people or two groups feel about each other and behave towards each other. Annoy, to make someone feel slightly angry and unhappy about something. Hold, to keep something available for somebody. To agree not to give something, such as a ticket, a place at a restaurant, a job, etc., to anyone except a particular person. Reservation, an arrangement to have something held for your use at a later time. The verb is reserve. This happens often with restaurants. If you want to eat dinner at a very busy restaurant, you can call early during the day and make a reservation. The person who answers the phone would take your reservation, and then they would hold your reservation. This way, when you arrived at the restaurant, you would be sure that there would be a place to sit. Rental car. Rent is when you pay money for being able to use something that belongs to someone else. So a rental car is exactly what it says. It's a car that you rent, usually for just a few days. Midsize. Midsize refers to a midsize car, which is the size between a small and a large car. Keep or keeping your promise. When you keep your promise, you do what you promise to do. Ran out of or run out of. To finish, use, or sell all of something so that there is none left. Being reliable is a very important part of good customer service. Think before you give any promise, because nothing annoys customers more than not keeping your promise. If you say your package will be delivered on Tuesday, make sure it's delivered on Tuesday. Otherwise, don't say it. Let's listen to an example of bad customer service, not keeping your promise, from the TV show Seinfeld. In this clip, Jerry, who is a character on the show, has made a reservation for a rental car and has arrived at the rental company to get the car.
Can I help you? Name, please.
Seinfeld. You made a reservation for a midsize.
Okay, let's see here. Oh, I'm sorry. We have no midsize available at the moment.
I don't understand. I made a reservation. Do you have my reservation?
Yes, we do. Unfortunately, we ran out of cars.
But the reservation keeps the car here. That's why you have the reservations.
I know why we have reservations.
I don't think you do. If you did, I'd have a car. See, you know how to take the reservation, you just don't know how to hold the reservation. And that's really the most important part of the reservation, the holding. Anybody can just take them.
As you heard in that clip, the car rental company did not have the car that Jerry reserved. So, they did not keep their promise. Remember, reliability is a very important part of good customer service. If you make a promise to a customer, keep it. Let's play the clip again.
Can I help you? please?
Seinfeld, you made a reservation for a midsize.
Okay, let's see here. Oh, I'm sorry, we have no midsize available at the moment.
I don't understand. I made a reservation. Do you have my reservation?
Oh, yes, we do. Unfortunately, we ran out of cars.
But the reservation keeps the car here. That's why you have the reservation.
I know why we have reservations.
I don't think you do. If you did, I'd have a car. So you know how to take the reservation, you just don't know how to hold the reservation. And that's really the most important part of the reservation, the holding. Anybody can just take them.
Well, that's today's show. If you want to learn more about excellence in customer service, check out the ILAC School of Service Excellence at se.ilaccollege.com.